Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about the 2013 acreage certification, DCP signup, and acre production certification deadlines. Producers are reminded they have only a week left to timely certify their acres with FSA for FSA program purposes. Certification deadline for spring-seeded crops, which includes corn, soybeans, and oats, planted this spring, is next Friday, August 2nd. This is different than the certification for crop insurance, which was last month. For FSA, it is next week. Be certain to contact your local USDA service center to schedule an appointment if you haven't taken care of that. Remember as well, if you have a tenant on your crop acres, yet you receive 100% of the CRP contract payments, you will also need to certify your CRP separate from the tenant's crop acres. Producers are reminded that if they wish to participate in the 2013 Direct and Countercyclical, or DCP, program, the final date to enroll is also Friday, August 2nd. All participants who receive a share of the 2013 DCP payments must have the CCC 509 DCP contract signed by that date. Additionally, if you're a producer who had a farm enrolled in the 2012 acre program, you're reminded the final date to timely turn in your 2012 acre production evidence to the local FSA office is also August 2nd. Next, a reminder about county committee election nominations. County committees are a critical component of the operations of the Farm Service Agency. Members of local county committees help deliver FSA farm programs at the local level. Agricultural producers who serve on county committees help with the decisions necessary to administer farm programs in the local counties. They work to ensure FSA agricultural programs serve the needs of the local producers. Operating within official regulations designed to carry out federal laws, FSA county committees apply their judgment and knowledge to make local decisions. Members meet approximately once a month, depending upon the tasks at hand. For election purposes, counties are divided into local administrative areas, also known as LAAs. Cass County is divided into three LAAs, and each LAA selects one producer to serve a three-year term. Producers in Brighton, Pimosa, Benton, Grant, Franklin, and Grove Township encompass LAA 1. Jackie Pelzer has represented this area for the past 9 years and is not eligible for re-election. If you are a participant in an FSA program and are of legal voting age, you may be nominated to serve on the county committee. Individuals may nominate themselves or others as candidates. The nomination form, which is FSA 669A, it's available at the Cass County FSA office, or it may be downloaded online at fsa.usda.gov/elections. In order to be valid, the nomination form must be signed by the person being nominated. This indicates their agreement to serve if elected. Nominations began June 17th. The completed nomination forms must be postmarked and returned to the Cass County FSA office no later than the 1st of August. Finally, a few notes for our CRP producers and those interested in the CRP program. USDA recently announced the acceptance of 1.7 million acres nationwide offered under the General Sign-Up 45 Conservation Reserve Program, CRP. Producers enrolled in CRP plant long-term resource-conserving covers to control soil erosion, improve air and water quality, and develop wildlife habitat. In return, FSA provides participants with rental payments and cost-share assistance. CRP contracts are normally 10 years but can be up to 15 years in duration. Producers who submitted offers for the General CRP Sign-Up 45 will shortly be receiving a letter from their local county FSA office notifying of their acceptable or rejected offers. The new continuous Sign-Up 44 began this past May and includes upland bird habitat buffer initiatives and duck nesting habitat initiative practices. It also authorizes a pollinator initiative practice to encourage the enhancement of pollinator insects like honeybees and the Iowa Pheasant Recovery Initiative practice to develop the growth of the pheasant population across the state. Another practice available is the Highly Erodible Land Initiative, which is available to voluntarily protect highly erodible cropland, defined as cropland that has a weighted erodibility index greater than or equal to 20. The average soil erosion rate on cropland with an erodibility index greater than or equal to 20 is over 20 tons per acre per year. Soil erosion at that rate reduces long-term productivity on those lands and has potential to have significant offsite impacts to both water and air quality. This continuous sign-up is available for eligible land, cropland, not currently in CRP, as well as general CRP sign-up contracts that are scheduled to expire September 30th of this year. Limited to certain eligible practices, some of which are under an acreage cap for the entire state of Iowa, these sign-up offers will be accepted until the end of September of this year. For questions and more information about the continuous sign-up 44, contact your county FSA office. Current producers participating in the CRP program are also reminded they are responsible for their CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious like cedar trees or things like that. If the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. Your participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, which ends the 1st of August. After that time, you can take care of things on your own. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing, and it's limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who completed CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are also reminded to turn in their cost share billings to the local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If your CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15th, you're reminded you need to complete the mid-contract management after the 1st of August and before the 30th of September of this year. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.